Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
It is good in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Can we please open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 116. Psalms, chapter 116. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all these benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bands. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Let us now pray. Let us now thanks to God, to all the things that he given unto us for the whole week of our life. Lord, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I praise your name. I adore your name. Thank you, O God, for a wonderful day you given to us to gather us once again to worship and praise you. Thank you, Lord, for all answered prayers, deliverance, hard times to seek you more. Thank you, Lord, for the good weather, for your loving kindness, for your forgiveness of our sins, for accepting once again in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the discipline for us to humble down, knowing we need to follow and amend our ways to go back to you, to your plans for us. Thank you, Lord, for your word to remind us to live in righteous and holy life. Thank you, Lord, for your church to pray for us. Give a counsel to us what we need to do. Lord, thank you, O God, for the raiment, the food, the shelter, the strength, provisions you've given to us, O God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us now repent of our sins to God. Lord, we humble down before you. Purify once again with the blood of Jesus. You said in your word, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petition. Cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Let us now pray for our family, for husband, wives, children, parents, siblings. Lord, we praise you, O God, for all the family who committed their lives to serve you. We pray to bless them, protect them, provide their needs. Lord, we pray for the husband to stand firm the truth of your word, to implement the will and plan that you ordained to them. Give them good health and strength to accomplish being the head of the family and present their family holy in your presence. We pray for the wives, O God, to submit to their godly husband. We pray for their perseverance and diligence to help their husband and raise their children in the fear of yours. We pray for the children, O God, to obey and to help their parents to the task that they given to them. Give them, Lord, fearful and obedient heart to serve by studying well and help, O God, in these household chores in their house. Lord, we pray, O God, for the children to do what they can do to help their parents in the name of Jesus. We pray also, O God, for salvation of our parents. We lift them up unto you, unto your hands, that you are the one to prove your word to them, that the word that we standing, it comes from you, but not on us, O God. Give them good health and strength and their bodies, Lord. We pray also for our siblings, that they come out from the evil practices and start to seek and obey you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, we praise you in the job that you entrusted to us. We pray for the continue to bless our company as a source of living to sustain us here. We pray to use our job to train us more, to submit to your plan to us, and to teach the people around us by our works, O God, to be a good example to them how to submit to our superior, how to work diligently without murmuring, O God, knowing, Lord, that you are our master. We pray, Lord, that all the people around us will see you through our lives, O God. We pray for all our brethren, O God, that doesn't have job, Lord. Prepare a job for them, O God. Lead them their ways, Lord, the job that you prepared for them, O God. We pray for the salvation of our boss, O God, and the people around us, O God, that they may know that you are a true living God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we pray for them to provide, to guide them, lift them up, and sustain them in their lives. Give them wisdom in every circumstances that they've been passing through in their lives. Answer their prayers, Lord, according to your word, and always lead them by the Holy Spirit to repent and fear you and fulfill their vows unto you until the last breath in their life, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, and colleagues. Lord, we pray for the people that we are ministering to commit and to convict from through the word of your that we've been preaching to them. Open their hearts, Lord, and mind to obey and amend their ways, to surrender their lives to you, yes, and let your works be seen in their lives, that they obey in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to speak boldly of their sins so they will fear you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for this country, UAE, the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Lord, we pray for the peace and bless this country. We pray for the salvation of the people who live in this place. Once again, Lord, we commit our lives to be a good citizen and good example to others how to follow and submit the rules of this country. We pray for the congregation and other countries to protect them from persecution, from the works of evil one, to sustain and provide their needs. We pray for favor from you to provide all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed of your church for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow in all the ministries of the church, for evangelism, more Bible studies groups, and more congregation to be planted, more people baptized, and more filled of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the ministries that you entrusted to your church. We pray to bless all the ministries of the church banking, church clinic, church school, publication ministry, translation ministry, watchman, website. We pray that many people will reach this ministry and help them to know you, Lord Jesus, and live according to your word. We pray, Lord, to enlarge our territory by planting new Bible studies and new congregation for the church. Fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless, protect, and guide and sustain all your servants, from our overseer, pastors, leaders, elders, workers, members of your church. Help us to always stand firm to the truth of your word, even we are alone, knowing that the reward is in your hand. And prove your word to them, for you are the living God, and your word is the living word at the beginning. Lord, bestow upon your spiritual gift to us, to your servant. Do miracles and wonders. Heal the sick, Lord, and cast out demons, O God. Deliver the people from their bandages, O God, and give salvation to all that you created here on earth. Lord, refill us once again, your Holy Spirit, to lead us and guide us. We pray for the service today, O God. Bless our recording, our prayer, our songs, our giving, and your word to speak to us, to humble down ourselves before you and accept corrections and everything for us to fear you and fulfill our vows to you until the time of our departure here on earth. Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name. All adoration and glory belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us all stand to praise and worship the Lord.
By the words I have. Jesus. You are the Lamb who was slain, O Lord, to redeem our sins. Thank you, O God, that by that act of yours, O Lord God, we are able to come boldly before the throne of God. Thank you, O Lord God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. Yes, O Lord, as a king, we are here, O Lord, to obey your commands. Thank you, O God. Worshiping your holy name, because you are our King, our Lord, our Master. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the opportunity to come boldly before your throne. Thank you for answering our prayers, Lord. Thank you, above all, that you have made us as your very own, and you know us by name. You know where we are going. You know what we are in, O Lord God. You know us, O Lord, from head to toe. Even our hairs, O Lord, you have numbered. Thank you, Lord. I was made to praise you.
Thank you.
worship Him, to praise Him. Thank you, O Lord. Let it be, O Lord, that this life will be yours, O Lord, ours, O Lord God, will be given to you, O Lord, because you have given your life to us. Let it be a sacrifice, O Lord, this very hour, O Lord God, our bodies, our soul, and our spirit. Brothers and sisters, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
Let us now give our tithes, offering, and first fruit to God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barn be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Lord, we praise you and honor you by giving our tithes, offering, and first fruit to you. Bless us, Lord, by giving us wisdom how to be a good steward to all the resources that you entrusted to us. I pray, Lord, that this money will bless, O God, by you to help the needy and to reach lost soul to know how to know to follow you, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseers, entitled The Fear of God, Part 13, Keeping Your Vows to God. The Fear of God, Part 13, Keeping Your Vows to God. Open your Bibles in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verses 4 to 6. Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verses 4 to 6. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. O Lord our God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your great love and your faithfulness to us. Lord, thank you for bringing us in this place, O Lord God, to worship you and listen to your word once again, O Lord. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, we pray, help us and guide us, O God, as we listen to your word. Your name be lifted up and glorified. Lord, anoint my lips as I read your message, O Lord Jesus. Your name will be praised and adored. In Jesus' name, amen. Men used to make vows with God when they are passing into lowly and humiliating circumstances. The hardness of the trials will impart humility to them and makes them go along the standard of God and his word, and to make commitment to comply with God's will and his purpose in man's life. Once you committed yourself to God, then you are accountable before God to fulfill what you had committed yourself to do. When you neglect or delay in fulfilling what you committed yourself to do to God, then you are inviting destruction to the work of your hands. There are certain people who do not show progress or show fruitfulness in their life because they are cold and lukewarm toward God. They are just using God to get certain privileges. Therefore, God will not bless or prosper the work of their hands. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25. It is a snare to the man who devoureth that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry. It is a trap for you when you dedicated something to God, then you will back out from fulfilling. So when you dedicate yourself to follow Christ, then you cannot go back and do what you want. When you receive Christ as your Lord, you have vowed to follow him and apply his word in your life. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Luke chapter 6, verse 46, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" When you don't do what he says, then you are breaking your vows to him. Committing your life to God is your personal vow to him. And you fulfill this vow in the presence of his people who fear him. That is his church. You can read that in the following scriptures. In Psalms 116, verses 17 to 19. Psalms 116, verses 17 to 19. "I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord." Verse 18, "I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord." Amen. Here the psalmist committed to pay his vows in the house of God among God's people. That is the church today. The same here in Psalms chapter 22, verse 25. Psalms chapter 22, verse 25. "My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him." The psalmist committed himself to pay his vows to God in front of those who fear him, that is His church. The purpose of God in fulfilling your vows in the midst of His people, the saints, the church, because the church is the body of Jesus. And those bowing to follow Christ, then they need to be faithful to the head of the church, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that is all things He might have the preeminence. Moses, in giving his instructions to the Israelites about the place of worship when they will enter the promised land, he stressed on a certain place of worship where they need to bring their tithes, offerings, sacrifices, and vows to the Lord, that they cannot bring what they wanted to offer to God from tithes, first fruits, offerings, and vows to other places, but only to that particular place that God had allocated and ordained for them to do. As we can read repeatedly here in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 1 to 32. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 1 to 32. These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it, all the days that ye live upon the earth. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. Even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come, and thither ye shall bring your burnt offering, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, yea, and your households, wherein the Lord thy God had blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes, for ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. But when ye go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which ye vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, yea, and your sons and your daughters, and your men servants and your maid servants, and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he hath no part nor inheritance with you. Verse 13, take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes. There thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the roebuck and as of the hart. Only ye shall not eat the blood. ye shall pour it upon the earth as water. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the thigh of thy corn, or of thy wine, or of thy oil, or the firstlings of thy herds, or of thy flock, nor any of thy vows which thou vowest, nor thy freewill offering, or heap offering of thine hand, but thou must eat them before the Lord thy God, in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, thou and thy son and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God in all that thou puttest thine hands unto. Take heed to thyself that thou forsake not the Levite as long as thou livest upon the earth. When the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border, as he hath promised thee, and thou shalt say, I will eat flesh, because thy soul longeth to eat flesh, thou mayest eat flesh, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. If the place which the Lord thy God had chosen to put his name there be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of thy flock, which the Lord hath given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. Even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so thou shalt eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life with the flesh. Thou shalt not eat it. Thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Only thy holy things which thou hast, and thy vows, thou shalt take and go unto the place which the Lord shall choose, and thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever. When thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God, when the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whither thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest before thee, whither thou goest to possess them, and dwellest in their land. Take heed to thyself that thou be not snared by following them. After that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how this nation serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God, for every abomination to the Lord, which he hated, have they done unto their gods, for even their sons and their daughters, they have burnt in the fire to their gods. What things soever I command you, observe to do it, thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. The purpose of bringing all the tithes, the offerings, the sacrifices, and the vows to one place where the priests and the Levites were located was to audit those items, their qualities and purpose, and to observe what was going on in the people's lives who were coming to God. No one then was allowed to do his own will and wishes, but everyone would be admonished to observe and follow the instructions of God's word. The instructors were the priests and the Levites, who will be the right people to use those tithes, first fruits, vows, and offerings for their maintenance and for the work of God and for his sanctuary, and later on for his temple. In the New Testament, the church now is the place that the people would bring all these: the tithes, first fruits, offerings, sacrifices, and vows to God, to be received and examined by the church leaders, and to be under the jurisdiction of the church government, to be used as God directed and ordained in His word. The church authority is responsible to admonish the people and collect from them what they ought to give to God, and check what is going on and examine their personal life. The church is responsible to teach the members about correct budgeting and what are the things that they need to give to God. The church should examine what the people vowed to God. Vows according to the Bible should go along the word of God. There are certain vows that are wrong, contradict the word of God, and contradict the will of God. In that case, the church has the authority to amend or nullify what the member had promised to do. That is good to protect the people from falling into sin and to got trapped with the plans of the devil. The centrality of the government of the church to audit people's promises and vows will be extending into the life of each and every home and family that are part of the life of the church. Moses gave authority to the head of the families, fathers and husbands, to be responsible to audit and observe how their wives and daughters were committing their lives to do, as we can read in Numbers chapter 30, verses 1 to 13. Numbers chapter 30, verses 1 to 13. And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. If a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a band, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord, and bind herself by a band, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hear her vow, and her band wherewith she had bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every band wherewith she had bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth not any of her vows or of her bands wherewith she had bound her soul shall stand, and the Lord shall forgive her, because her father disallowed her. And if she had at all an husband, when she vowed or utter oath out of her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard it, and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vow shall stand, and her bands wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, which wherewith she bound her soul, of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. But every vow of a widow and of her that is divorced, wherewith they have bound their soul, shall stand against her. And if she vowed in her husband's house, or bound her soul by a band with an oath, and her husband heard it, and held his peace at her, and disallowed her not, then all her vows shall stand, and every band wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband hath utterly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatsoever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the band of her soul, shall not stand. Her husband hath made them void, and the Lord shall forgive her. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. The fathers and the husbands were supposed to be loyal to God and to the church, and were given authority to govern their homes and family in the fear of the Lord. They were the ones who supposed to be the quality control over their family members and would lead them to do what is right and just. Therefore, when wife or daughter or any other member of the family will go into wrong direction and would commit herself or himself to do something that contradict God's word, then the fathers and the husband have the authority to nullify that vow. In the New Testament, the fathers and the husband are the head of the families and are given the power to lead the family as long as they are in the line with God's word. Now, when the fathers and husbands are in disorder and out of God's word, then wives, daughters, and children who are obedient to God's word are not to go along what this obedient father or husband would say or instruct, as long as that possible, they ought to resist and oppose that those disobedient fathers and husbands. Fathers and husbands are given authority from God and from the church to lead their homes and family and families with God's word, and help the church leaders to keep godly atmosphere in their homes. But when they are disobedient and rebellious against God, then the authority will be given to those members, wife, daughters, and boys who live in the family and who are obedient to God's word. Jeremiah was opposed by the women of Judah, who would insist to offer and fulfill their vows toward the Queen of Heaven, which was an idol. When Jeremiah faced them with that sin, they mentioned to him that they were doing that, and their husband knew about it, and they were supporting them. Let us read Jeremiah chapter 44, verses 1 to 30. Jeremiah chapter 44, verses 1 to 30. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol and at Tapanish and at Naph and in the country of Petros, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, ye have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem and upon all the cities of Judah. And behold, this day they are desolation, and no man dwelleth therein, because of their wickedness, which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods, whom they knew not, neither they, ye, nor your fathers. Howbeit I sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, Oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other gods. Wherefore my fury and mine anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate as at this day. Therefore, now thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, wherefore commit ye this great evil against your souls, to cut off from your man and woman, child and suckling, out of Judah, to leave you none to remain, in that ye provoke me unto wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, whither ye began to dwell, that ye might cut yourself off, and that ye might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth? Have ye forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and know your and your own wickedness and the wickedness of your wives, which they have committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. They are not humbled even unto this day, neither have they feared, nor walk in my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut off all Judah, and I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, and they shall be all be consumed and fall into the land of Egypt. They shall even be consumed by the sword and by the famine. They shall die from the least even unto the greatest, by the sword and by the famine. And they shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. So that none of the remnant of Judah which are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall escape or remain, that they shall return into the land of Judah to which they have a desire to return to dwell there, for none shall return but such as shall escape. Then all the men which knew that their wives have burned incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwell in the land of Egypt, in Petros, answered Jeremiah, saying, and as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of beetles, and were well, and saw no evil. But since we leave off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her and poured out drinks offerings unto her without our men? Then Jeremiah said unto all the people, to the men and to the women, and to all the people which had given him that answer, saying, the incense that ye burn in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, ye and your fathers, your kings and your princes, and the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them, and came it not into his mind, so that the Lord could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which you have committed? Therefore, is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse without an inhabitant as at this day? Because ye have burned incense, and because ye have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, nor walk in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. Therefore, this evil is happened unto you as at this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said unto all the people, unto all the men, hear the word of the Lord, all Judah that are in the land of Egypt. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, yea, your wives have both spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her. Yea, will surely accomplish your vows, and surely perform your vows. Therefore, hear ye the word of the Lord, all Judah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, the Lord God liveth. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good, and all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there be an end of them. Yet a small number that escape the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah. And all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose word shall stand, mine or theirs. And this shall be a sign unto you, saith the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that ye may know that my word shall surely stand against you for evil, thus saith the Lord. Behold, I will give Perhopra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, and that sought his life. The husbands of those women were the one who supported their wives to rebel against God and against his word. And they encouraged them to oppose Jeremiah, the prophet of God. But Jeremiah stood firm on the word of God, and even he was almost alone, but he did not go along with them under pressure, but instead, being a priest of God, he stood with God and with his word and rebuked the people sharply with the word of God and show how their disobedience will bring destruction into their lives. In the same way, we as church need to continue to stand with God and rebuke the people and correct them for their sins and idol worship and their practices that contradict the word of God, and explain to them how such what they are doing will bring troubles and distractions into their lives. Listen to me, church members, workers, backsliders, and those who went away and caused division and fooled others after their idols. Whatever you did or doing against the word of God, and not willing to repent and amend your ways, be sure that such will bring destruction upon your lives and the lives of your family. Your worldliness and idol worship and doing your own will shall cause you troubles, and sure you will bear the consequences of all your sins. My dear and beloved, it is time for you to examine yourself and to come back to God in repentance. Turn from sins and consider what is going on in your life. If you are disobedient to God's word and is doing your own will, then it is the time for you to repent and to stand once again to be accountable to God, to obey Him and be part of His church, and lead your life and family in righteousness. Come back to God as He is reminding you to go, where He ordained for you to be, in the church that He had placed you in and under the leaders that He had appointed to lead you and guide you. That will be for your own benefit, because when you obey the Lord, then yourself will be blessed. Shall we all rise and let us pray? Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the death to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that explained me the value of your church that you had placed me in, and the value of my commitment to you and to your church. Now confess and renounce all your sins. Renounce your pride. Renounce doing your own will and your plan. Renounce all your idols. Renounce your worldliness, the lust of your eyes and the lust of your heart. Renounce your sins of leaving your service and ministry. Lord, I repent. Forgive me the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to correct things and to do what is right and accordance to your word. Lord, I commit myself to lead my life and my family in righteousness, to be supportive to your church and to fulfill all my vows. Uphold me with your grace. Give me strength and provide my needs so I can continue to serve you and live my life for you. For my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins, unwilling to come back to you, and to obey your word, and to fulfill their vows, and renew their commitment. Lord, bless them and restore them back to you, that once again to serve you and be a good example to others, that they can see you through their lives. Lord, rebuild them up with your word and with your grace. Lord, provide for them of what is needed and protect them and make them fruitful. Lord, we pray for us as a church to empower us so we will continue to teach your people and to stand firm on your word. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us this spiritual gift to go on, to go and evangelize and to make disciples and bring them to your feet. Lord, enable us to train more workers to go and serve you. Lord, help us to plant new Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.